Welcome, everyone, to Thursday night Stargate Roundtable. We're happy to have all of you here with us. We have a very interesting evening. We have all of our regulars in the first hour here. And then the second hour is going to be an hour presentation by Laura Magdalene Eisenhower. She is the great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower. She can give us... What's that? Yes, 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 I'm here. Yes, I can do that. I have now. Is this better? Okay. Well, I wasn't plugged in properly before, so I have it plugged in now.
And she'll be back in just one moment, everybody. This technical moment in time.
Okay. Yes, I am. Is this better? Okay. So welcome, everyone, to our Thursday night Stargate Roundtable. I guess we had a little bit of sound difficulty here. We have all of our regulars here in the first hour, and the second hour will be a presentation by Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, the great-granddaughter of our President Eisenhower, giving us a 26,000-year history in a one-hour time period. And her topic is, we are not waiting for the alien invasion. It already happened a long time ago. So that's what's up for this evening. So we'll open up and tone with Angel Sue helping us to get centered and balanced. So Angel Sue, pass the talking stick to you.
Night before Good Friday, we welcome you in the light of the Most Radiant One. And in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we're invoking the loving energies of Saint Germain and Violet Flame. And we are the divine children. So claim yourself as that beloved son, that beautiful daughter that you are, of God, Goddess, all there is, or the God of your heart. Call in your beloved twin flame and your guides, your masters, your teachers, all those councils of light that you sit on, all of those beautiful beings that love you from the lighted realms, all of your support team. Switch your focus to your breathing, and I suggest that you inhale for a count of 10, hold it for a count of 10, and then release it for a count of 10 and do that process 3 times. Just allow things to get more relaxed. So I'll mute out and we'll breathe. If you're not quite done yet, just ask that it go on autopilot. Let your focus just go from your head right down into your heart. And on the inside, we all are facing some interesting challenges. I know both my mother, Harriet, and Annie Rose are going through the sight issues. But look and see what you have. In the background, just run a connection right up to the great central sun, to the Akashic Records, where your perfect original divine blueprint is stored. Call that in now and let all these little switches go on in your body for wherever you feel challenged. Whatever you find that's working great, celebrate it. Whatever doesn't really serve you anymore, let's release it. Right down into the center of Mother Earth. So you're connected in with the beautiful cobalt, and I meant to say cobalt blue sun there. So for the next 90 seconds, we're going to have this calibration going on, this balancing, this release, whatever is for our best and highest good, and I'll do the timing for you. You might want to incorporate our high energy words. I praise you. I respect you. I thank you, my body. Whatever energy words you want to use. So here we go. I'm timing us. Let's add in also the beyond the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual aspect as well. Allow all of these switches within you to go into the divine mode. Let more light come within and flame within your heart and within every cell and every atom. And then we're looking in our memory banks now for when we have felt even better in this physical body. When we have felt so wonderful, or so at peace, or so exhilarated that you're touching heaven. And use that memory in our peace breath. So take a big breath in. And somewhere along the out breath, say the word peace and play that memory. Feeling so good. Let waves magnify within every bit of you that good, good feeling. Peace. And direct that energy to stay as needed and be have it lifted up and perfected even more by the avatars, by the healing masters, by the administrating angels of health. Peace. Now we have ourselves in a different spin. We're going to look and change our focus to the people that we claim in our lives, our family, our friends, all those that we've been made aware of that are going through any kind of challenge. As I said, Annie Rose and Harriet have had challenges. And we know of many, many others, those who have passed over. Earth conditions, situations throughout our planet, all the different countries. And with divine neutrality, let's celebrate them with praise, respect, thanks, and love. We can do that for Nasara, the Reformation Act. We can do it for our Faction 3 White Knights. We can lift all within, upon, and around this planet. So 90 seconds again begins now. Praise, respect, thank, and love them. As we near the end of our 90 seconds, just allow wave after wave of the violet flame to go forth throughout all of our planet. Now, for your situations and for all others that you're aware of, we can use the Law of One. So, we're calling in all the beings, known and unknown, seen and unseen, as we are calling forth heaven, peace, happiness, harmony, healing, all good blessings beyond our understanding, to bring this earth into its divine path for all of us. And so we welcome these beings, these kingdoms, these dimensions, all these aspects, all the potentials, all of creation. And we say to you, we are all one. When one is harmed, then all are harmed. Yet as one is helped, then all are helped. Therefore, in the name of who we are, and we are one with all there is, we ask that only the highest good of all concerned happen here, ourselves and all others, to celebrate the divine in every breath, every thought, every action, every deed. Heaven. So 13 thank yous, honey in the heart, and so be it. And we close by saying all men, all women, all children, all beings, all creation, we are all one throughout all time and space. And Marita, I pass the talking stick. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Angel Sue, for getting us started here and getting everybody on the same page, as it were. Ask if Rainbird can hear us now.
I can.
Well, step forward and share what you would like to with the Mayan calendar and anything else that you want to bring to the table tonight. So I pass the talking stick.
Well, thank you. I'll take that talking stick. Yes, today is a portal day. It's a Lamont. 12 Lamonts. So, we got a good, powerful day today with this Stargate portal energy. And that 12 tone symbolizing the synergy as part of the whole, but not separate from the whole. So, follow your hunches. And you're versatile and capable and adaptive and complex with that 12 support. And Vermont is that good Stargate visionary aspect. And it's our duty to illuminate humankind with this energy and to open Stargates. And it's our gift to journey and use that pioneer spirit that we have. And we have the power to see beyond today, so this is a great day to do our work and do our prayers. So we have that extra dimensionality with it, and it's, so it's juicy. And then on tomorrow we have a 13, so it's a Friday the 13th. It's a good Friday the 13th, and it's a Maluk, the moon. So that's a great day for a good Friday, and this 13 energy is transcendent. It's cosmic transformation. This is the universal movement of change, and it's a possibility of radical change is accomplished with working with the unseen forces, and it's a good time for an interdimensional shift and for shape-shifting and for a quantum leap. So let's use that 13 energy tomorrow on Good Friday. So it's an opportunity for change, and it's holographic evolution into change. So we'll use that energy with that Good Friday high holy holiday energy with Maluk, and that's the moon, its artist, it's accepting spirit's direction and the wise use of rational mind. So it's a good day to contact with spirit and remember your mission, and universal mind is your mind. Use your telepathy and let go of insensitivity and attachment to omens and self-doubt. So those are great energies for this high holy holiday. And then on Saturday, we've got a new wave, as we just finished up the wave of Kaban with that 13 Maluk. So this new wave is Ok, the dog. And interestingly enough, this is a period of sacrifice is the word description I found for this week, and I thought that was interesting considering the holiday. So let's use this energy of unconditional love during this wave that the dog shows us. And so we begin that one on Saturday, and then on Sunday, then we have a 2-2-1, and Sunday being Easter, we get to do that with that, playing with the balance between work and play that the monkey brings us, and that 2 energy, that duality energy, working with us. And so then on Monday, we have a 3 Eve, Easter Monday, and Eve being that human energy, solar glyph, and 3, that activating energy of 3. Who is the human? It's the healer. It's the enlightenment of humankind and activating cosmic consciousness and attuning to spirit. And its gifts are that being that human servant warrior and being in gratitude with your in line with your abundance. So that's a good day on Monday. And then on Tuesday we have another portal day. It is a 4 Ben, the Skywalker, and Tuesday is also Earth Day. So we get to do that with that Skywalker warrior aspect. That's a good one for Earth Day. It's about focus and striving towards self-elimination and clarity. And that 4 energy is that good measure foundation. So that's a good day for, and that being a portal day, an excellent day to do our Earth Day work. And then on Wednesday, we have a 5 Ish. Ish is that jaguar, that magician. And it's visionary, another visionary in this place. And it's about illumination for others and clarity of mind and purpose. And we use our shaman gifts and that jaguar medicine in that Nagual. And we do that with that 5 energy of centered movement. And then on Thursday when we come back and meet again at the Stargate Roundtable, we will be a 6 men then. And men is that eagle energy. And 6 being that the tone, supporting rhythm, that rhythmic movement. And so that's the week and the Mayan calendar. And it's very supportive of the holiday season that we're in, the energy we're in. You'll find all your prayers well supported this week. So I pass this talking stick back to you, Marita.
Well, thank you so much. It's always interesting to see how this calendar supports or what new things it brings into our life. And so we thank you for learning more and more about this so you can share it each week. And we have our dear Annie with us this evening. Annie Rose, would you like to make any comments?
Yes, thank you, Marita. Thank you, Lord, for all of us being able to gather together to share our feelings, our love, and our wisdom that you have bestowed upon us. You know, Marita, this is a rough ending of springtime for us because we've just gone through an eclipse. We have one more eclipse yet this month, and we have what they call a Grand Cardinal Cross. Now, the Grand Cardinal Cross, of course, includes 4 very sharp points of a square. And unfortunately, those are kind of tough times, but we have to look at it as learning points. Because unless we have actually experienced the problem, we cannot learn from it. Yes, we can learn somewhat from hearing a problem that someone else has gone through. But until you yourself have gone through it, you don't really understand it as well. You understand it to a degree, but not as well. And so communications are going to be affected for the rest of this month of April. And there'll be some ups and some downs, but there'll be some tendency to misunderstand words or to misspeak them. Perhaps our words coming out sharper than they should. Now, if we'll just keep that in mind, we'll remember to back off or ease off in our presentation of our own opinions or ideas. And it isn't that other people are unwilling to accept our opinion or idea. It's just they don't quite understand what we're saying to them or what they should learn from them. We have to be more patient or more bearing of more understanding of what other people may be going through that we know nothing of. We know nothing about their inner feelings. And so please be patient with everyone. And please ask them, people, that they be blessed with understanding and love that everyone deserves. And I think we are going to see a lot of change coming up. A lot of actions throughout the world. We need, yes, to send thoughts of peace to the people involved with the Russian sieges right now, but we need to ask for world peace to be strengthened and extended to all countries. And because it's peace we seek, and peace we can live a better life by. And let's not be greedy. Let's not just ask for it for us here in the United States. Let's ask for it in the United World. And that we do become a united world. I think that's very important. Because if we are a part of a united world, we are, in the United States, a part of that united world. So let's expand our prayer for blessings to the United World. I think we will see, I know everyone's anxiously awaiting a global revolution with the monies. That I do feel we will see this month. I do feel it's over. It's just a matter of waiting for the last minute crossing of T's and dotting of I's, and I think that will be happening. And I think we'll all be happy very, very shortly. And let us not forget those less fortunate than ourselves. There are many that are. And just like people say to me, you know, oh, it's so unfortunate you had the stroke, you know. Are you angry about it? No, I'm not angry about it. I'm very grateful. I was not paralyzed. There were many things that could have been much worse than they are. Yes, my eyesight was lost. But I'm very grateful. I'm not paralyzed. I'm very grateful that it was easier than it could have been. I am also praying for it to be better than it was. But at the same time, I'm grateful that it wasn't worse. So there is a positive and a negative to everything that happens to us. So let us all, at this beautiful Easter time, this holy time of the year, let us all be grateful for the good things and thank God for those good things that have happened to us and have no resentment or negativeness over the bad thing. Let us realize what we could have learned, should have learned from our tribulation. Because the lessons are great, and they are ones that will be remembered. It's like childbirth. It's very painful, but when you hold that tiny tot in your loving hand, you don't think about the pain you've gone through. You think of the joyousness of the product that was produced. God has let us be produced as a living entity. grateful for that. And I think this is a time of Thanksgiving, as much as what we call the American Thanksgiving Day. I think this is a Thanksgiving for many, many, many things that are good that have happened in our life. We thank our family. We thank for our friends. We thank them even for those that have crossed over and live in spirit, because they do live with us. They are with us at all times. Let us not forget them in our prayers, too. And with this, I pass walking stick back to the magnificent Marita. Thank you, Marita.
Well, thank you, Annie Rose. We're so grateful that you could be here tonight and share some thoughts with us. And let us all know together that your eyesight keeps improving, as well as all the rest of the body functions, and for Harriet as well. And I'm sure there are many others out there, but we send all of our blessings and all of those of the universe to share with everyone who can use a little extra energy and a prayer. So thank you for being here with us. And we also have on our team Tara and Rama, who they tell me they have a lot of news tonight. Rama said he has lots. So I just want to know who you talked to and what they told you. I pass the talking stick, Rama.
Hello, Rama.
Greetings.
Hello there. Is that you, Annie?
Yes.
Okay.
Greetings, happy Good Friday, happy Easter, everyone.
Yes, we just have a little, wait a minute, everybody, sorry, I just have to move this thing around a second. Oh dear, we got a wire that had our microphone lassoed. Oh gosh, it's been quite a challenge just to be here tonight. As you know, we've been weeks in attempting to set up a new computer system, and we were all fine and dandy, and then we wanted to set the Skype in motion, and no Skype, no place to put your username and in your password or nothing. And Rama went looking around on the internet, and there's 30,000 people having the same trouble. And
very unique, because when you got the Windows 7 operating system and you install Skype, it's a little different than Windows 8. Windows 8, they still don't have the bugs out of it, because it's a touch screen like the Windows Phone, which is, I guess, the next generation of the Windows operating system. But for Windows 7 with the Skype, the little Skype window would pop up, but there would be no place for the username or the password. And I took it to our computer geek, and he's been with it all day, and he got a techie from Skype to actually talk with him. And he said, this is bigger than you can imagine, Rama, with what's going on with Skype. And as we all know,
and then you get to tell us what you talked to today, because they made a comment about it.
Yeah. As you know, I well,
Rama gets to talk to sometimes dead people.
Yeah.
Some people think they're dead anyway.
Yeah, some people think they're dead. I talked to Senator Ted Kennedy and Lady Di today, and Ted Kennedy, for all intents and purposes, is not dead. They killed
No, he's not dead.
They killed a clone. And, you know, of course, Senator Robert Byrd, he was not cloned. He is not on the planet, but he left after 9/11, so if he chooses to come back, he can come back. But both of these folks today said...
No, he didn't leave until the inauguration day.
Yeah, I'm just saying he left after 9/11. So if he
I guess inauguration day is after 9/11, quite a bit after 9/11.
Yeah, so if he wants to come back, he can come back as things change.
The thing that I felt so strongly about him is that he literally asked for forgiveness, and he sat with that that kid that got shot in Iraq, and he was in a wheelchair.
Oh, with Phil Donahue, yeah.
No, he sat with Senator Byrd.
Yeah, but Phil Donahue was there too.
No, since Phil Donahue wasn't there. He just was there by himself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, and they went over the 23 members of Congress
who voted against the war.
Who voted against the war, right.
Yeah.
That was so powerful.
And this I don't believe this brave young man is on the planet anymore because he...
No, he decided to leave. He had a beautiful girlfriend, but the trouble with his body was so bad, he would be... in excruciating pain, and he couldn't hardly eat and had to go through tubes and all kinds of stuff. And he finally just said, I have to leave.
But Ted Kennedy and Lady Di both just said, right now we are witnessing the final seconds. And they wouldn't give dates, but what they basically just said, as we go the ripple effects of this eclipse are so powerful.
The blood moon, full moon eclipse. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's magnifying, right?
As
exponentially, because on the other side of that, the energies are just, the quickening is, I mean, it's been quickening, but it's quadrupling now.
Yeah, and as of midnight, tonight is going to be 3 days after the eclipse. And when you drop the pebble in the pond and it just keeps going, the ripples get larger and larger and larger. And the way they described it is as these ripples affect the entire solar system, the Kalki Maitreya, and Lord Vishnu show up along with everyone else to end this circle cycle of the powers that are no more. And I can just say that they were very upbeat with everything that's happening. The markets are just hanging by...
By nothing, because they are this next Monday, it'll be 9 weeks since they already collapsed, and they've just been propping it up by their fake markets.
Yeah.
And all their quantitative easing, whatever else they're doing, they're just making it up as they go.
Both these ones said, as we go into this grand cardinal cross, that could be the feather that touches down. And, you know, I'm not giving dates, I'm just saying they said this could be the feather that touches the ground and the markets just topple over because they can't continue to lie to us anymore about the manipulation of the gold, of the currencies. And on the other side of the planet, the BRICS countries are setting up their own IMF and their own monetary systems. And in the last 24 hours, Mr. Putin gave a 4.5-hour talk, and Edward Snowden...
I stayed up for 3.5 hours of it all night last night.
And Edward Snowden got in on the mix and asked Mr. Putin some questions, and he spoke in English, and Mr. Putin answered him in Russian.
Well, yeah.
And Mr. Snowden asked him, you know, how come you spy on your Russian citizens?
He didn't do that. He actually asked him. He said, do you spy on your people just like the people in the West spy on theirs?
Right. And Putin said they only spy on certain individuals.
With permission from the court, he said.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you what. And there's, I've got a bridge to sell you.
Yeah. we all know. And overall, this whole story, which is going on in the Ukraine and Crimea, it is all called us, the great Satan, as it were. We're the culprits.
It's not Putin.
It's not Russia.
And the pro-Russians are being paid off by the West, by Mr. McCain and the Japanese Abe and seven other Republicans are continuing their process. There's mobilization of NATO to all of the NATO countries around Ukraine. That is naughty.
And NATO is the one thing Mr. Putin is, you know, like just saying, we do not need NATO in any of Russia or Crimea. And all of this...
We don't need NATO, period.
No.
Shut her down.
And all of this has to do with the ancient families, like Laura Eisenhower is going to probably talk about. This ties in with all these 13 families who are descendants of mother's wayward children that came from Nibiru. And with, you know, Mr. Putin called them Nazis.
Now, you told me that, was it Lady Di said something about, along with Teddy Kennedy, that Putin is a member of BRICS.
Yeah.
And Putin, along with the other BRICS countries, which is Brazil, Russia, India,
China,
and South Africa, have their own banking system, completely separate from the United States, their own credit system. In other words, he's feeling his oats because he knows that he's not going to be under that thumb anymore. And that's a good thing.
They're setting up their own MasterCard, their own Visa system. And in spite of the sanctions the United States has put on Russia, there are roundabout issues with that. And all of it has to do with the criminals' activities that are going on over here. And with all due respect, the way Randy Rhodes described it, we got an oligarchy here, they got an oligarchy over there. And
I know that we know that.
Yeah.
In a sense, the situation is not okay in Russia either.
No, it's not. And Putin...
Although I have to hand it to Mr. Putin because he had thousands of students and young people from every part of the Project Plus internationally communicating and asking questions for 4.5 hours. And he's been doing this once a month. I mean, I watched it last month too. And he's not fooling around. He's actually, that kind of communication with the people like that and the young people as well, it does make a difference. It makes a huge difference. There's nobody doing that.
Right.
Barack Obama's not doing that. I mean, he goes around and he talks at different places. That's good. That's really good. But I've never seen something like this on an international scale.
And 8 million people have signed up for Obamacare so far.
Oh, my. Well, April 15th was the last day. So that must be a final count.
And Ted Kennedy said we are moving right into universal health care.
Yeah, and Bernie Sanders said that on Tom Hartman last week, too.
That's
on Friday.
Right.
He said this is setting it up to go right into Obamacare and to really expose, you know, Tom Hartman did it all a whole bunch of times last week, these 26, 27 Republican governors, they are causing deaths. They're actually, as Tom Hartman said, they're killers, they're murderers.
Yeah.
And that one young lady in Florida was the example, 32 years old and working three jobs. She took a third job to sell vacuum cleaners, and she was doing house cleaning and taking care of other people's kids as the other two. Three little babies and on her own, and she found out she had a major heart condition. And it was going to cost a million, you know, just more money than she could have. So she made an attempt, and she couldn't afford the meds even. They were hundreds of dollars a month, and she's not making anything but barely making anything. And she was doing the selling
vacuum cleaners
At a person's home. You know, you go into the home, and she died right in the front of their right in front of them on the living room floor from this condition. And it's got to come out, because this is, and again, the situation in Nevada is both sides are not in the right place.
No.
BLM is a criminal enterprise. Absolutely. You know, the reason they want that land right now is they want to do fracking.
They want the uranium.
They want the uranium rights. And the other minerals, and they want...
They're absolutely lying about all of it. And Harry Reid today called the militias domestic terrorists. And I just have to say that what is going on here on both sides of the fence, it has to do with how we have not dealt with our own criminal enterprises within this country. That's why I call it an oligarchy.
Well, it is. And
yes.
There is no, you know, republic available as the example of how things go. When a good example was that 90% of the population wanted to have background checks,
yes,
you know, before a person can get a gun, with stipulations on, you know, mental illness and various reasons for not having a gun. And it didn't happen, didn't pass, and they did what they wanted.
And
that's not a democratic republic.
No.
That's not functioning the way that the founding fathers had it set up. And again, this McCutcheon thing really, you know, loses the whole continuity of any kind of, I mean, there is no vote, and there hasn't been for a very, very long time yet, to have unlimited funds with no limits whatsoever.
When the Koch brothers,
when
the Koch brothers step in, and they have, I mean, the way it was described now, they are some of the richest life forms on the planet, supposedly, yet that, you know, what I've been told by the King of Swords and others, all of that is neither here nor there, simply because beloved ascended Master Saint Germain has the final say-so, and what they're playing with is false evidence appearing real.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have $100 billion like it's being said out there.
They do in their fake world.
Yeah,
they believe
fake
in it.
World. And when you have the way the folks that I have been talking to, when you have enough money to buy anything you want on the planet, what do? You buy your government. You buy your senators, your congressmen.
Yeah. It's called power, and money don't split up. They go together.
And this steps into the realm where karma is another word that rhymes with the word witch. And what happens is, in your playing in Mother's Turf, you know what this story ends like, and it's called the Dark Rift.
I was just going to say, though, that Lady Di and Ted Kennedy said that the return of Kalki Maitreya and Lord Vishnu is assured now.
That's right.
Since this blood moon. And to remain neutral and peaceful and stay out of the fray of getting angry at these 13 families, because it's going to get uglier here.
Yes, and the right-wing steam machine is really ramping it up with the situation in Nevada, and all of the folks, whether, you know, if you have a way to listen to other forms of news, like, you know, most people have smartphones now and ways to get on the internet, go to RT.com. RT is telling the truth, especially Abby Martin and Max Kaiser.
Although she can't say what we say about Barack, she kind of puts him in
the soup. Yeah, she can't quite go there yet.
No, but you met this gentleman, Robert. That's not his name. But
no, Robert's a fake name.
Yeah.
I met this man at one of the coffee shops here in Santa Fe, and he was a former lobbyist, an insider, and he was making seven figures in Washington, D.C. I met him 2 or 3 days ago, and this ties in with one of our major whistleblowers that just came on, George Nuri, and he supposedly killed himself in the last couple days. And that's not true.
And that's not true. He was murdered because he was whistleblowing like we are.
He was talking about we never need to touch another drop of oil. Free energy is already in our midst.
Yeah, he was putting the free energy out there. That's
and
right.
Our galactic friends are already with us. They're walking the West Wing. So many wonderful things are happening on this planet, and you got to kind of look through the forest between the trees to see them, because they're all here.
Do you remember the gentleman's name? I don't. I just wanted to mention that Abby Martin, she broke into tears at the end of her show as a result, because
I can't remember the
he was so connected. They were connected in terms of the work of exposing things.
Was that?
I'll find it. I'll just have. I don't have it right now.
On a lighter note, yesterday I talked to Gates McFadden, the lady who plays Dr. Crusher.
Beverly Crusher on Star Trek.
Next Generation.
And Rama met her before at a Star Trek
convention,
as she remembered.
1987.
She remembered Rama like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sure you said some things that got her eyebrows up on her head.
Yeah. And she just, you know, said what we really need to do right now is meditate every day and work with the energies that are pouring in that are creating this peaceful planet. Because these were the ideals that Gene Roddenberry brought forth in Star Trek. And this is what is turning the planet around, where there are so many that are bringing evolution, spiritual revolution, evolution to this moment in time.
She said, too, she said, why can't these people here on this planet realize that we have visitors amongst us and they've been here for a long time? Just like we're going to learn when we listen to this next hour.
Yes.
And Lady Di and Ted Kennedy said there's a very prominent world leader, major on the world stage leader, that may be leaving very shortly.
Yes.
And they hinted at, you know, Mr. Yahoo.
Mr. Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to do with what Israel has done to both the Palestinian people and the rest of the planet.
And, you know, what Beverly Crusher said, Gates said, is she said they've been here for millions of years.
Yes.
Millions and millions and millions of years. This is not something new. It's It's new to some people who have been programmed or repressed or snaggled a bit by organized religion along the way and lost that innate brother-sister connection, because we're all brothers and sisters.
Yes.
And she said Gene Roddenberry had some really good ideas that were the spirit of Star Trek. And as we were to stop our negativity toward one another, toward race and color and poverty and hunger and war and gender, etc., as we were to take a lesson from what Gene Roddenberry brought forth, that all planets are literally also starships, like ours is too, and that their bodies, the Earth bodies, and their functions, such as weather, respond to energy, and all life is one, saying that, yes, they are using manipulative weather technology from the satellites, yet how we respond or react to those things which, for instance, automatically just going along with whatever happens, or not paying attention to what's happening, or not pursuing it, you know, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be open, ask and it shall be given, and to keep coming here to pursue, in pursuit of happiness. True happiness has to do with truth.
Yes.
And of course, we've had a machine here that's certainly exploited the lie machine, you know. But anyway, Beverly also, she said to Rama, continue doing as you are doing. As we continue to exhibit these ideas that we are truly children of the sun and children of the stars, we will get the help we need from our brothers and sisters, from the stars, in these ever-presently changing moments. She also spoke of Swami Vishnu Devananda, Rama.
Yeah.
From Rishikesh, India.
Swami Vishnu Devananda was a student of Swami Shivananda, and I have been to Shivananda's ashram in Rishikesh, and this is such a magical place in the Himalayan foothills,
yeah,
leading up to Mount Kailash. And Swami Vishnu Devananda worked with Marcel Vogel to create the Marcel Vogel crystals. These crystals are the closest thing on the planet to the crystals that we use on the ships. And Gates McFadden said she has three of those crystals, and they do amazing things. These crystals, you can find them on the internet, the Marcel Vogel crystals. And I mean, they're kind of pricey, but they are the next evolutionary leap to work with the crystals.
She said that she spent many visits to that ashram that you're talking,
yeah,
about, and that she practices that path of initiation and meditation.
Yes.
And Swami Vishnu helped Marcel Vogel, like you said, yeah, to develop those crystals like that, to get the right carvings and, yeah. So, also, it's been said that we have entered the second gilded age, which is not a compliment.
No, it's not.
Oh, Mike Papantonio. Rama talked to Mike Papantonio, Robby Kennedy Sr., and Raj Patel.
Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Bobby Kennedy Jr., right. Sorry. Go ahead, Mila. Go ahead, Rama.
And these folks were talking about how Mike Papantonio, he is America's best trial lawyer. He is filing a multi-billion dollar lawsuit against the Republican Party.
And the NRA.
And the NRA.
And the Koch brothers, and Glenn Beck, and Sean Hannity, and John McCain, and
Oh my God.
Mitch McConnell and Sarah Palin and her handler Henry Kissinger and John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Paul Ryan, Scott Walker, Rick Scott, Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Rick Kasich of Ohio, George Bush Jr. and Sr. I mean, that's just for starters, Darth Vader Dick. So he said he is filing this lawsuit, which states that the entire Republican Party and the NRA have been and are plotting a coup d'etat against the United States of America and her people, and that they have been and still are trying to murder the entire Obama family.
And he labeled them a domestic terrorist organization.
Both of them, yeah.
Yes.
That's a lot, everybody. That is a lot. And that's just to anchor things with everything else that's been going on.
It's, when you sit on Wall Street and in the seats of Congress and you're able to buy legislation and be able to manipulate the markets with a few phone calls and, let's say, get a few people bye-bye, that's not democracy or a republic. Not at all. And this is what these folks have been doing. I have no words how to describe what these folks in.
I have a little bit of a quote from Jimmy Carter that was on the Tom Hartman show that might give you a good idea of this. Was way back when Jimmy Carter was president and he had placed the solar panels on the White House on the Capitol. And he said, and we need to take all of our subsidies for oil and we need to put them behind non-fossil fuel energy sources. And we need to say to the oil companies that money we are spending protecting your pipelines with our police and our Department of Natural Resources, all of the various states protecting your shipping lanes with our Navy and our Air Force, we are going to charge you for that. And we are going to get back 60, 70, 80, 90 billions of dollars out of our defense budget and our national resources budget for the cost of all these things. And the land that you are running these things over that we took and gave to you by eminent domain, we are going to start charging you for that too. So you want to have a pipeline, fine. Oh, this is, I guess it wasn't Jimmy Carter. I guess it was a follow-up to Jimmy. I'm sorry. Anyway, so you want to have a pipeline. It's going to cost you a lot. So these are a few starting points. And, of course, just have the president say no to Keystone XL. Very simple things. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued their Impacts, Adaption, and Vulnerability Report, IAVR. While their implications seemed dire, the truth is their warnings were actually quite conservative.
Oh, and to go along with that, Ed talked about this morning. Coming up here, I think it's on the 25th, 26th of this month, all these Native American elders from the Lakota Nation, the Onondagan Nation, the Iroquois, they are all coming to Washington. They're going to set up their teepees, and they are going to get in the face of Washington and say, over our living spirit, are you going to put that pipeline?
That's on the 25th and the 26th, and
yeah,
the 23rd and the 24th is that Cardinal Grand Cross.
That's right.
Major power date, four planets, Pluto opposing Jupiter and Mars toward Uranus, are at exact 90-degree angles to one another, forming a super cardinal grand cross. Each are at also at 13 degrees of the four cardinal signs. Pluto, 13 degrees Capricorn, Jupiter, 13 degrees Cancer, Mars, 13 degrees Libra, and Uranus, 13 degrees Aries, signifying major, major openings and major, major shift transitions. Mars, Pluto, and Saturn are retrograde during the Grand Cardinal Cross Alignment. Holy cow. And so back to what Annie said, and then I could better pass the talking stick here.
Yeah.
The energy will be somewhat intense and challenging. The key is to manage it. As you lose your temper, get depressed or overwhelmed in this frequency, it can disrupt your auric field and result in energy loss. Be conscious and stay cool. Use this timing in a positive manner. Use this time in higher self to meditate, contemplate, and prioritize. It will be a crucible and may bring to the surface certain issues that you may not expect. Only by facing challenges can we clear them together. The Grand Cardinal Cross is the time, the perfect time. And I think we pass this long-stemmed lavender rose talking stick back to you, Marita Robert.
Yes, it is time, and they do have the program queued up for us. We're going to be listening to Laura Eisenhower, Laura Magdalene, she goes by, and this is the great-granddaughter of Ike Eisenhower, our president, and she is quite an astrologer, an esoteric person for sure, that will, she talks about the fact that we're not waiting for the UFO announcement for them coming. She said that happened a long, long time ago. So she's, if you listen, you'll hear a 26,000-year history in an hour and 2 minutes. And it's one of the, I think one of the most profound things I've heard in such a short period of time, how many things that they cover. And she is being interviewed by Alfred. And so whenever BBS can cue this up for us, I'm going to be quiet and we'll just listen to what she has to say. Well, welcome back, everyone. That was quite an interesting presentation. I've got several comments here by email. If you want to contribute to the conversation and talk about it a little bit, we can do that. You can call 888-429-5471. That's a toll-free for United States and Canada. And it's also available 530-413-9537. And also, if BBS could open the lines and do a Q&A time, we would love to have that as well. So, does anyone want to make any comments about our presentation this evening by Laura Eisenhower?
If I might speak up, that was awesome, Marita Robert. Thank you.
Did you concur with most everything that was there?
Well,
I would say yes, and I have to take it to one step further where, like Ranamu has said, all the former timelines have dissolved. We're in a new timeline, which is called Satyuga, and it goes far beyond anything connected with the old orders or agendas,
and she didn't really take it to the Ashtar command level at all. She didn't go there.
Yeah.
And that's the higher plane of the story. The alien.
I understand too this was kind of meant as an introduction for people, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the next recordings are that are available. And if anyone wants to listen to this or find these again, you can just search on the internet, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Magdalene, M-A-G-D-E-L-E-N-E, Eisenhower, E-I-S-E-N-H-O-W-E-R. So that way, if you want to go back and check on anything, or even to watch for future things that are coming up. She has some other stuff out there, but I think this is one of the, I felt like it was one of the better ones to introduce people to maybe a broader perspective than what they have heard. And of course, if they've been on this call, they've heard some of these things already. But to put this out so that the general public on the internet, on our YouTube, can find it, I thought it was a very good beginning for people.
Yeah, and I was going to say too that just to remind people, she was invited to go to Mars when Barack Obama went to Mars, and what was the other gentleman's name? Andrew Basiago went to Mars, and she declined, said no, thank you. I just wanted people to remember that piece.
I have been with Ashtar and Mother to Mars, but I didn't go to where these folks are talking about. Monca and Corton of the Ashtar Command are inside Mars, and that is a completely different story that has nothing to do with the surface of Mars or these other stories. And it is, I mean, living in paradise.
And you know, this last week on the regular news, I happened to see this light that was on the surface of Mars that they were speaking about. What was that all about?
I have asked about... Yes, I saw that picture, and it was on Al Jazeera and many other news. And I think it was just our friends saying hello to Earth and letting us know that, you know, there is more to this story than is just being put out by, you know, the fake news agencies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. If there's anybody on the phone lines that wants to do a star six and speak up, you may do that now while we're in Q&A.
Make sure somebody say hello. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might be good if anybody is on the line. Just say hello so we know that the system is working.
She remained quite neutral about the political story.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
I would say that, you know, we're not waiting to 2017. This is happening right now in the midst of this cycle. And like Carl Boudreau says, the wind is at our back, and we are already in changing this, and everything keeps telling me that as we're experiencing the shenanigans going on, if you want to use those words, on this planet, they're out of time. They're not out of love, and that's the key, that they can't seem to get, because they have to look at what they have created. I have looked quite a bit at this story about the transhumanist agenda and that idea and the whole concept of transferring soul matrix into an android body doesn't exactly sound like a fun thing on any level.
Well, and you know, when you were talking about the time, I thought I heard her say that it's already started, but like between now and 2017 was when it might, I get the idea she was suggesting maybe that would be the finish or the completion of a certain segment here. Is that what your understanding is? I mean, it's already going on, but that was by that time we should notice, everybody should be aware of the changes.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
By when?
2017.
She said 2017. She wasn't saying it didn't start till then. She said we're in it now, but between now and 2017, that's when I understood that the momentum would be there, and like we would make a shift by then.
Well, we've already made a shift. Yeah, this blood moon is definitely that, along with the equinox. You know, this is it. And I mean, the speed up. Holy cow! I mean, they keep up.
I noticed people's actions and activities this week it's been pretty bizarre. Some of the things I've observed. How it's affecting
you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Speak up, Big Will.
How are you?
Yeah, you got to talk louder, Big Will. Can you come closer to the phone? And?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Oh, turn it up.
It's kind of faint, but go ahead. Hello? I think we can make it out.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Well, it's okay, but it... go ahead, just to articulate, and we'll be able to hear you.
Okay, let me move to a different area. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. That's better.
Okay, all right. I want to say good evening to everybody. And yes, Eisenhower was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. I do want to say this. The Grand Crossing that's coming up very shortly here. You know, those who are here is designated to be here because if you were present for the Blood Moon, then you are targeted to be here. Now, what I want to say is this about that. What is the status of... our president, and meaning that where is he at as far as the moving forward towards, any precursor announcement? Like, for example, let's say the martial law.
Oh, where, I knew you were going to say that. there won't be any precursors. That'll be it. And remember what Lady Nada said. Now, it's about 5 or 6 weeks ago now. She said that, these folks have made their bed. They've already made their beds, and they get to sleep in it now. They're just going to take certain group of them out. They're just going to take them out right out. There's not going to be any ado. Who was that said that? The White Knights are going to, along with the Galactics, are going to beam right into the Koch brothers' house. And they're going to have their phasers, Rama.
Yeah.
And they're going to give them one, you know, stand down order. And if they don't, they're just going to take them out.
Yeah.
In other words, it's a full-on galactic operation. And, I mean, there's been mention that Barack's going to declare martial law, yet it would have to do with, for instance, the Nevada scene.
That's right.
Because that's an on-purpose Koch brothers operation in the first place. And they want to create a civil war. They want the guns to start shooting on the turf. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did have guns, if you don't remember clearly.
The way Randy Rhodes kind of put it today, some of these folks, like we watched on Al Jazeera, there was some guy who was connected with a militia, and he's calling himself the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
When you are consciously, you know, strapping on an M16 and you are going to take on the, you know, Bureau of Land Management and law enforcement agencies, I mean, that's big stuff.
And that's not nice.
No. I mean, that is not coming from a place of balance.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, Lord Rama. And then also, let me say this too. Last week, when Hillary Clinton was in Nevada, when she was on stage, a young lady threw a shoe at her.
Yeah.
And what I want to tell people about that is, that was a symbolism to let people know who Hillary Clinton is. That's not to say that the reason why that young lady threw the shoe at her is the fact that people need to know the reason why it was thrown. Have we ever found out what ever happened to that young lady?
She is in detention in an Arizona jail, and she's facing about a year in jail.
They're not going to let her out.
Okay.
I think that's about what they, the gentleman over there in Iraq, I think he did 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
The one who threw the shoes, plural, at Bush Jr.
Yeah.
Okay, my question is this, too, about Hillary. When she's in the public, Have there ever been witnesses or have they ever seen her transform into the dragon? Has there ever happened where it accidentally happened and that had happened?
Yes, there's a number of times. There's pictures they have had on this place called Godlike Productions, and they've had Hillary out there, and her eyes turn like vertical slits.
Yeah.
And her skin starts changing, and you can start seeing skins. All that stuff is on there.
It's kind of like in that TV show V, The Visitors, where she is shape-shifting into a reptilian.
Yep.
Because she was thrown off with the energies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Well, let me say this about the Pope. I got some very interesting news about the Pope. I understand that the Pope and the Queen are indicted for war crimes and other crimes against humanity. And I understand that they're in the Netherlands for this trial. Is it true that there's a possibility that Pope Francis may make a major announcement about him stepping down? Let's say perhaps toward the end of the month or the first part of May. Did you hear anything like that at all? Or?
Well, first of all, was that by the ICCS, the sovereign court, the sovereign citizen world court? Because I know it wasn't the International Court of Justice, and that has to go there. Not that they can't do something, but it has to go to that international, has to go to before Lady Mastronata. And actually, Pope Francis can't step down because he still hasn't stepped up. He's not the Pope.
Oh.
No. No, Ratzinger has remained Pope, and that's something that's, it was out there. It's been talked about.
Ah, interesting. So that means that he can be arrested any time.
Oh, he will. Pope Francis and Ratzinger both will be arrested. Yeah. They will definitely be arrested. There's no dates.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is most interesting. The weather. This has been a very unusual winter. You know, I want to say that 2 days ago we were at close to 90 degrees, and yesterday we were 34 degrees. Do you feel that our friends are manipulating the weather right now?
They have been all along, and they're not. Well, there are enemies that we're supposed to be keeping closer than our friends. Is that the way it goes?
Yeah.
I mean, as you've been listening to the, international, forget what that, it's the international panel, I have to go look that up. Here it is. Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC. This is their second to report this last weekend, and I'm not sure when the third one is going to be, but this is not a joke, and they've been conservative. And the thing that's concerning everybody, I mean, this has got to be speeding up or we're goners. The human race is a done deal, over, goodbye, nada, no more, because we're over 450 parts per million because of the methane gas release from the underneath the caps, and there's millions and millions of tons of that stuff, and it's like... it's at least 25 times minimum more lethal than carbon dioxide. I mean, they're not saying that unless you go to the alternative and really listen. Tom Hartman's done a really good job of interviewing the real climate scientists, excuse me. But there's this feedback loop because, you know, when we reached peak oil back in the 70s, 76, 77, I mean, what did Jimmy Carter do? He put the solar panels up there and he said, hey, buddies, you know, you get a big discount if you go solar or, you know, wind or geothermal or whatever you can get your hands on. And, he wanted to have by 2020, he wanted us to be 80% clean.
There was
80% on alternative.
There was a solar company here in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, in fact, and it was called Zomeworks, Z-O-M-E, Works. And they were actually building domes that were completely solar, and up there where our friend, I think, what was her name, Marie Lavoie, that did the
stuff? Nicole Lavoie.
Yeah, in Trinidad, Colorado, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I forgot the name of the little town, Marita, but it wasn't too far from, about 40 miles from Trinidad.
Yeah. The people from Zomeworks built this commune, and they had all these domes that were completely solar-powered. And I got to visit it back then, and they were completely off the grid.
Yep.
And it was, like, really And they were giving discounts to people to build solar technologies so that you would actually get a tax write-off from the federal government to hook your house up to
solar. That didn't happen after Jimmy Carter, though.
Right, yeah.
I mean, they just cut that.
I do have one more question, and my question has pertaining to the missing airliner MH370 with the 239 people on board the plane. My question is this. Are the people there, are they in training on one of our galactic ships?
They are on the New Jerusalem.
ET-101.
Yes, they are.
Starfleet Academy, now in session.
Yep.
So they are in training. And do we anticipate them to be back towards the end of the month or the first part of the month?
No. All we heard was they won't be back until after Nassar has already been announced.
Yeah.
And after these guys are all out of here. They won't come back until after
that.
And then they'll land.
Very, very good.
They'll land with the Galactics and themselves, and they'll deboard, and they'll tell their whole story, and it'll be safe to do it then.
And on another note, Dr. Keshe put out a 6-minute YouTube video about his plasma reactors that are already, you know, he's demonstrating it in this YouTube video of how his starships work. And I just think this is such a positive sign that we are already in a new paradigm where we don't ever have to go back to the old energies ever again.
Well, Rama, I know that you are a big movie buff and everything. I want your opinion of two TV series. One is called Resurrection, and the other one's called Believe. Give me your critique, and what do you think about it, and do you recommend people to watch or not to watch?
Well, we watch Resurrection every Sunday.
Yeah, it's a little bit on the, you know, they don't make you feel too comfortable. It's kind of, you know, they're still using, you know, the ET thing, but that's not really the good.
It's not positive. Good,
it's
in
not
that real
positive
sense.
Enough. No, it gets people into that same old mode of fear and fascination with something that might be so ever so subtle and dark, murder, and it's not really what we need right now.
Yeah.
Why did that
gentleman disappear in the jail? Did he go back to the void, or I mean, why did he disappear in that jail cell?
He went on the ships, I believe.
He was having trouble. He was like choking or something before he disappeared.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go. I can tell you that much. He did not want to leave this dimension. He wanted out of there, and he wanted to stay. You know, again, he was a very, very not so nice caricature, you know.
That's right. That individual, yeah.
No, the little boy is the best part of the story so far.
Yeah, the little boy, yes, the little boy. The little boy is very interesting because he seemed to be very, very consistent. The character has been very consistent with the little boy, but I'm fascinated with Believe too, because you got a little girl who is her heart is in the right place for everything, and she has these powers, and she finds her dad is the guy who was in prison, but he's, you know, he is a protector. But at the same time, too, did he not know that his girlfriend gave birth to this child? I mean, did he not ever knew that? Or
No. There was no birth. She just, the last thing that happened before she took herself out is that they made love and she got pregnant. And so when she came back 3 years later, it went back to that past point when she didn't even know she was pregnant. See, and she told him that she didn't know she was pregnant, and she said she wouldn't have done that if she'd have known that. But of course, that adds to the intrigue of the story now that 3 years later he's married, and oh, my God, that's... And then the older... Yes. The older church lady, she just blows it all up the church. Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes. I don't like, you know, I don't like her nosiness. She's too nosy for me. But anyway.
It does depict, you know, it does depict. See, I think the one positive thing that's very interesting, even though it's not so positive, is the sense that that's what we have to deal with in reality. We have a slew of people like her who think this is absolute insanity, and they are so mixed up and into the, you know, that, you know, there's levels of consciousness, you know, there's seven basic stages, and, you know, the first one's like tribal consciousness, where you work with the rituals and the shaman and the, yet it's kind of primitive, and that's where, you know, cultural things get in the way of higher consciousness, and then you end up fighting, you know, tribal wars and stuff like that. And then the next level is mass consciousness, where the communications spread, you know, technology enters in, but then other things start to enter, and you get a little bit of programming, you know, programming, which is another dumbing down process. And then the third one is the knowledge of good and evil. Mm-hmm. And this is where the organized religions play.
Yeah.
And this is where we are quite stuck in a lot of ways. And this, you know, I'm going to just say it like it is. There's no way that we could have even done this any sooner than now, because these energies that are coming in now and the speeding up, and you can feel it. And, you know, no matter where you are, you can't figure out how come it only feels like half a day when gone. It was time to go back to bed.
Exactly. Let me say this. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Boston bombing, and my question to you about that is this: that young boy who's standing trial, will they ever bring out the real truth before he even gets to trial? Or, I mean, what's going to happen with that?
That's all going to be revealed all at once when we have full disclosure. All these veils will be just kind of ripped from people's brains, because they're going to see how many lies. I mean, I remember Mother saying this way back in the early 90s. She said, as this all comes down, you know, there's going to be a point where it's going to come down like it or lump it, you know, whether you're ready or not. She said some people, it'll be so overwhelming, they'll literally die from fright.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because that the suppressing over a whole lifetime of reality and truth and programming and stuff, and then it's just like completely ripped naked. It's like raw, you know. That's why there's been so many teachers and so much urgings on the spiritual level. You know, the next level of the after knowledge of good and evil is discipleship, and that's where you start seeking knowledge of higher truth, where you're not just going to the circus and paying for it, you know, at the church.
This is where we get into the understanding that, you know, the gurus out there, this, the age of gurus is over. We are the teacher.
You know, it is, our time is up already. The night has flown by very quickly, and I want to thank everybody for all their contributions, Tara and Rana, for answering a lot of these questions, and for all of our listeners. And we are going to close out here with Angel Sue. So, are you there, Angel Sue?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I'll pass the talking stick to you.
Okay. This has simply been a fascinating evening, and I'm so grateful for what you have facilitated for us to integrate and recognize and embrace that now is the time to be divine. And so, by the light of the Most Radiant One, and in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we are continuing the path to invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. So, with these high-frequency words, I am going to sing the Kadosh song, and I just thank everybody for what they have contributed. Cast your mind out to transmit this high frequency to all those that you're aware of and that you care about. And here we go. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Eliyahu, 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 Yod Heh Vod Heh Yaba. So with that energy, step into that beautiful lime green light. Just call it. It is there for you. And if you wish, go to the night work up on the ship. Just press that elevator, that tube of light around you. Whatever you utilize to transmit yourself, you are that heart of love, that beloved daughter, that wonderful son of God Goddess. And in this holy high frequency time, we call for your best and highest good, and may the night work find you the greatest delight. And we close by saying, all men, all women, all children, all beings, all creation, we are all one, and it's time for heaven on earth now. So be it. May your dreams support you in calibrating as well into your original perfect divine blueprint. We love you. Good night. And I hand back the talking stick.
Well, thank you very much. We look forward to hearing all of you, seeing all of you next week on the call. If you have ideas and suggestions, the connection for this tonight came from Frank Chile. He has given us a lot of wonderful, pointed us in a lot of really great directions, and we have some exciting programs coming up here soon. Is there anybody else on the team that wants to say anything as we're closing out tonight?
Oh, Marita?
Yes?
Let's just say that, you know, like as we were to finish off that conversation, the energies that, I mean, we've talked to Lady Di, we've talked to Lady Nada, we've talked to Teddy Kennedy, come on. I mean, and then Mike Papantonio's getting ready to just spill the beans all the way down. He's been working on that multi-billion dollar case for over a decade. And he's got all kinds of help from Bobby Kennedy Jr. and a whole team of his Ring of Fire lawyers, and they have explored this to the max. And it's not like they're going to take another bump, you know, a lot of years, because this full disclosure is simply going to expose this like really fast. So let's just put the encirclement of higher mind coming into, you know, more strongly to everybody, you know, at every level. whatever way it can seep in, and tag, we're it, all of us, very much so. We are really responsible now, as we know in the general course of things, you know, we know quite a bit more than most people, all of us here. We're sitting here listening on this call, eh, Rama?
Yes. Make me an instrument of thy peace.
Yeah. Is that good? Or we got anyone else? Yada, yada.
That's good. Well, we are just grateful to have all of you in our Stargate Roundtable family. Remember that Roundtable means that we all participate, that we all offer our talents and the knowledge that we have. And each of us is responsible for stepping forward and offering what we can to make a complete village. And that's what we're looking at. We're doing this maybe on a small scale here, but we're kind of practicing for how we may be governing ourselves in the future. So we thank all of you for being here. We send you many blessings, and we look forward to seeing you next Thursday night. And we bid you a wonderful week ahead. Good night.